Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report with your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about Ag Progress Days near Penn State, a big event here in Pennsylvania. And your committee got to have a joint meeting with the Senate. Talk to us about what was going on at that meeting at Ag Progress Days.
Well, it's certainly been a busy week, and it's been all about agriculture this week as our committee met with the Senate Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee in State College at Ag Progress Days to see the newest and the latest in Pennsylvania agriculture. And this year we held a hearing on the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Implementation Plan. It was an opportunity for both of our committees to hear directly from Agriculture Secretary Russell Redding, from the Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Patrick McDonald, as well as numerous stakeholders about this particular plan. I think it's very important for us to monitor Chesapeake Bay cleanup efforts because of their impact on the agriculture industry. It's something that I've stressed for a long time. We need to continue monitoring this. We need to continue to make progress, but we can't cripple our agriculture industry. And people automatically seem to want to point the finger at agriculture. But my point is that we're making progress. We have to do it in a reasonable, responsible way. We need the EPA to work with us and be responsible, and we still need to maintain a very vibrant agriculture industry. So there was a lot of good information received at this hearing. It's a situation that's going to be ongoing. But as I said, I was pleased to co-chair this meeting with Senator Elder Vogel from Beaver County, and I think that a lot of good information was received.
Another thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, also deals with agriculture, and that is a sales tax exemption that deals with the timber industry and logging. Talk to us about where this sales tax exemption came from, how it got extended, and why this is good news for your area.
Well, this is really good news for area loggers, and it's something that I think many people don't realize. Had the opportunity a couple weeks ago to talk with a number of folks in the forest products industry when I was at the Potter County Fair, and it made me realize that a lot of folks don't realize that this new sales tax exemption is now available to folks in the forest products industry and specifically loggers. Logging, or timbering as it's referred to, has always been an important component of our state's agriculture industry, but did not receive the same tax benefit as other agricultural operations. And the legislation that we passed last year, and it took effect July 1st of this year, would correct that discrepancy or inconsistency and provide that sales tax exemption for timbering operations so that loggers could use this exemption to purchase equipment or machinery or associated supplies necessary to perform logging operations. Those eligible for the exemption would include purchasers engaged in timbering as a business enterprise, and the defined term timbering involves producing or harvesting trees for commercial production. However, does not include harvesting trees for the purpose of clearing land for access roads. So this is a very important exemption, can go a long way toward helping our loggers and forest professionals. And there's much more information available at my website at repcauser.com.
And Representative, the last thing we'd like to talk about is an update to some road work issues going on in McKean County. Give us the latest that you have.
Well, there's always a lot of information about upcoming road work, and this week PennDOT provided an update on some road work that's upcoming in McKean County. They're still planning a number of road resurfacing projects between now and the end of October. This week, they're starting with milling on West Washington Street in the city of Bradford, and that's going to be followed by nighttime paving next week. In addition, they're planning a resurfacing project sometime between now and the end of October on Route 59 between Marshburg and the Warren County line. And on Route 770, that's Minard Run Road, they're planning milling and resurfacing work from Route 219 to the village of Aiken, and that's scheduled to take place in September. And then finally on Route 155 north of Port Allegheny between Port Allegheny and 2 Mile Road, that resurfacing is expected to take place this fall. So upcoming road resurfacing projects that are planned in the next month or two.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.